Sarah Slim and Sarah is generously sponsored by the Sacco family, member of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Sacco. We've begun the Amida, Hashem Sfo Sai Tivtach. We've talked about the purpose of bowing. We explained the word Baruch. Atah Chavetz Chaim says that even with all the different interpretations of the word Baruch, the many different understandings of what the word Baruch means, Atah is simple. Atah is referring to Hashem, who is unique and distinct, and there is no other. Baruch Atah Hashem. And then we begin the Amida. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. And there's several questions you can ask. First of all, the Amida, in many ways, is the quintessential bracha. It is the ultimate tefillah. When Chazal use the word tefillah, when they talk about prayer, they are referring to the Amida. And yet, every other bracha we know begins, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. Where's Malchus? Why don't we mention God as the King of the Universe? Why don't we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's distinct position as the King of Kings, as the Master of all things? Why do we begin Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? Moreover, we begin first Elokeinu. We identify God as Elokeinu. He's our God. Oh yeah, he's also Elokei Avoseinu. And in case that's not clear, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So if we're going to spell it out, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, why do we say Avoseinu? And if we're going to spell out Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, why not save the precious moment? Just say Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Why Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov? And chronologically, was he first our God or first their God? Shouldn't it be Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Velokeinu, and also our God? Chronologically, they lived first, they served and worshipped him first, they discovered him first, and only afterwards now do we. Enough questions? Like a Shir Klali and Siddur snippet. So several questions as we begin the same Amida we've been saying our whole lives. We blast through these opening words, which, by the way, I don't want to say they're the most important, but they're the most ma'akev. The halacha is that if your mind wanders the rest of the Amida, it's not a good thing, certainly not ideal, but you're yotzei the Amida. But this opening bracha, the first bracha, the bracha of Avos, is critical. You have to concentrate in order to fulfill the Amida. So understanding all of these questions is very, very important. Why do we begin with the Avos altogether? Why are we starting with the Avos? Why don't we dive right into the things that we need or praise Hashem for His Gvura, His might, His power? It's another question. What came first, the Avos? Or the second bracha is Gvuros, Hashem's might and power. Because Baruch Hu controls the rain, conception, resurrection. He controls life. So why not first praise Him as being the source of all, the control of all, and then we can get to the Avos who discovered Him and introduced ethical monotheism to the world. Why do we begin at all with the Avos? I threw at you a lot of questions. We'll try to answer them over the next several evenings. So first of all, there's an element that we're beginning the Amida by going right for the jugular. We are invoking our greatest merit, the greatest chusam that we have. When you go to the judge, the very first thing you say, before you talk about yourself or your life or your remorse or your regret or your commitment to the future, the first thing you say is, you remember my grandfather, your good friend? Do you remember how close you were? You remember you belonged to the same club, used to golf, used to hang out, used to have Shabbos meals, you were chavrusas back in the day? Oh, now we can get to my case. Before we get to my case, your first introduction is Avos. So the simple understanding, and the Oiv Yisrael, the after of, a little bit explains that it's Zechus Avos. We're going right, the praise of Hashem, we're beginning with Zechus Avos. Another suggestion he makes is, Avram is the first Jew, we all descend from him. And in that way, he's Kolel, his Neshama, includes every Jew that was destined to descend from him. So we invoke him because he is our best selves. He is the ultimate combination and the complement of all who come after. So we are invoking him even this early on. But I think there's something much more basic. I saw Rabbi Wolgemuth, who was a beautiful sefer, taught tefillah for many, many years in Maimonides. There's a beautiful sefer on tefillah. He says, you can't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam before mentioning Avram. Why? Because before Avram, did the world recognize him as the Melech HaOlam? Now, by the way, the answer is yes. There were many Nevi'im who came before. If you look in the beginning of Tanakh, the beginning of Torah, before Avram's introduced onto the scene, we have many who knew God, spoke to God. It's a mistake and a misconception to say that Avram discovered monotheism, he discovered God. If you look at the Rambam says explicitly, Avram was not the first to discover God, he was the first to promote the Ribbono Shel Olam. He got up on a soapbox. He made a whole status where he would talk about all the time the Ribbono Shel Olam. He tried to transform the world to ethical monotheism. Everyone who preceded him, who knew God, kept it to themselves. They kept that secret, that relationship to themselves. He was the first to stand up, to promote, and to share it. So before Avram, you can't talk about Melech HaOlam. That's why the Amida begins. He suggests, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. You have to talk about Avram because we're not yet up to Melech HaOlam. Why Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu? We'll have to continue with. But to give you a hint, there's a dual relationship each and every one of us have with Hashem. Our knowledge and our relationship, the foundation of our relationship, has to do with those who come before, a Masorah, a tradition, that which we've been taught, and also has to come with our own experience of discovery, our own journey of forging our own relationship. We invoke the two and how they complement each other in the way we begin the Amid.